Kia ora, everyone. Welcome along to another night of evening prayer. If this is your first time with us, welcome. If you have been there faithfully since the very first one, welcome as well. It's just really special to be sharing this space with you. Wonder how your Friday's been going. Mine sort of felt like it blurred into Thursday and then into Wednesday before that. I was just thinking, just as I pressed record on tonight's evening prayer, that it's actually been just so great for me to have these different voices speaking into my life each night and reminding me of the presence of God in and amongst all of the things that are going on right now. And so as we turn again to him this evening, I just trust that this will be another one of those moments for all of us. Family in Christ, our helpers in the name of the eternal God who is making the heavens and the earth, Eternal Spirit, flow through our being and open our lips that our mouths may proclaim your praise, and let us worship the God who loves us. Amen. This afternoon I was reading these words in Psalm 46, and I'll share them with you now. God is our refuge and our strength, an ever-present help in times of trouble. Therefore we will not fear, though the earth give way. He says, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in all the earth. The Lord Almighty is with us, the psalmist writes. The God of Jacob is our fortress. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Our gospel reading this evening comes tonight from Matthew chapter 20, starting in at verse 20 and again reading from the Message paraphrase. It was about that time that the mother of the Zebedee brothers came with her two sons and knelt before Jesus with a request. What do you want? Jesus asked. She said, give your word that these two sons of mine will be awarded the highest places of honor in your kingdom, one at your right hand and one at your left. Jesus responded, you've got no idea what you're asking. And he said to James and John, are you capable of drinking the cup that I'm about to drink? And they said, sure, why not? Jesus said, come to think of it, you are going to drink from my cup, but as to awarding places of honor, that's not my business. My Father is taking care of that. And when the 10 others heard about this, they lost their tempers and were thoroughly disgusted with the two brothers. And so Jesus got them together to settle things down, and he said, you've observed how godless rulers throw their weight around, how quickly just a little power can go to their heads. It's not going to be that way with you. Whoever wants to be great must become a servant. Whoever wants to be first among you must be your slave. This is what the Son of Man has done. He came to serve, not to be served, and then to give away his life in exchange for the many who are held captive. It's been kind of simultaneously interesting and also semi-horrifying watching the world respond to what we're facing in terms of COVID-19 right now. Just by chance, actually, yesterday I found myself tuning in to the one of the US presidential press briefings as it was live. And man, I've never felt so glad to live here in New Zealand amongst all of this, with a government that has just moved so quickly with a priority to serve the interests of our people. You know, that line between serving and ruling, as Jesus said in our passage, it's a really thin one. So while there are lots of things to take away from this text tonight, maybe I can just leave you with a thought that's attached to that. That the way that Jesus walks and the path that he calls his followers to walk as well is the path of the servant, that somehow in the economy of his kingdom, it is in fact the small and insignificant things, the ways of the servant that matter the most. We're up to, what is it, probably night 9, I think, now of our lockdown. And for those of you blessed to be sharing your bubble with others, I'm sure that there have been times in these last few days where things have perhaps been wearing a little bit thin. Perhaps there's been a little bit of tension with your husband or wife or partner. Kids, I know my kids have been struggling with this. I'm having to learn to share toys. if you're an older child, still living at home, just having to deal with other people being in your space. Parents, perhaps you're struggling to keep kids who are just bouncing off the walls entertained. If you're flatting, perhaps it's the third time this week that you've come out of your room in the flat and you found that the kitchen sink is full of someone else's dishes. For those of you who are on your own at the moment, perhaps you're struggling with your thoughts about those that you expected to be more in regular contact with you. Perhaps you're struggling to sense kind of a significant contribution to the world at this moment in isolation. No matter where you are tonight, though, here on evening number nine, I guess I want to encourage you and remind you, and I guess I'm speaking to myself as well, that there's perhaps nothing more significant in this space than learning again those rhythms of graceful service that Jesus is speaking about here. You know, as humans, we're so quick to want more. We're so quick to assume that we deserve better. But the way that Jesus walks, and we're going to be really reminded of that heading into next week, the way that he walks is that journey into dying to ourselves and in allowing God to use us in those acts of service which will make all the difference. And you know, for us, that means extra grace and extra love in our thoughts and dealings with those around us. That means extra generosity in what we're prepared to say and do. Maybe it's being the first to say sorry. It's being the first to make peace. It means assuming the best rather than the worst of those around us. It means looking for ways to find a meaningful, life-giving contribution to the lives of those around us, whether they are in our bubble or whether we do it over the phone or over Zoom or some other way. You know, it means less of us and what we want and an openness to God and what he wants, because this is the way that Jesus walks. It's the path of the servant. And so, as we head into the rest of this evening, into this weekend ahead, I guess it's my prayer for us that we would never think so highly of ourselves that we would forget that our calling is to service as well, that it's in our love and our sacrifice and our giving of ourselves for each other, that the kingdom of God is made in us and through us and all around us. And so I want to draw us into prayer now, and I want to do something a little bit different. One of my favorite prayer resources over the years has been this book called A Diary of Private Prayer, written by someone called John Bailey, quite a long time ago now. And tonight I'd just like to read one of his evening prayers for us. And as I do, just ask you to reflect on these words and the richness of them. Allow them to soak in. It's a bit of a sort of confessional kind of prayer. And join with me in the hope that through Christ we are being made new, that we are being made more like him together. And so let me pray these words over us, and then we will join in on the Lord's Prayer to close at the end. O Father in heaven, who crafted my limbs to serve you and my soul to follow closely after you, with sorrow and repentance of heart, I acknowledge before you the faults and the failures of this day. For too long I have tried your patience, and too often I have betrayed your trust. And yet you still want me to come to you with a humble heart, as I now do, imploring you to drown my sin in the sea of your infinite love. And so, O Lord, forgive me for my failure to be true, even to my own standards. Forgive me for my excuses in the face of temptation. Forgive me for my choosing of the worse when I know the better. O Lord, forgive me for my failure to apply to myself the standards that I demand of others. Forgive me for my blindness to the suffering of others and the time that it takes to learn from my own. Forgive me for my apathy towards wrongs that do not impact me and my oversensitiveness to those that do. O Lord, forgive me for my slowness to see the good in others and to see the flaws in myself. Forgive me for my hard-heartedness towards the faults of others and my readiness to make allowances for my own. O Lord, forgive me for my unwillingness to believe that you have called me to a small work and my brother or sister to a great one. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and put a new and right spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and sustain in me a willing spirit. Amen. And so we join together in praying for ourselves and for each other in these familiar words that Jesus gave us. And please join in using whatever version it is that you know. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. It's been really awesome to share another night of evening prayer along with all of you. As you go into this evening, and whatever the weekend is going to hold, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord turn his face towards you and give you his peace, both now and forevermore. Amen.